The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So, this literally just happened about 6 hours ago. I watch a lot of creepy stories on YouTube, and I've heard of Reddit through there. This is one of those instances in life that really make you wonder how fucked up people really are, and that true monsters look like humans. I hope this story gets read and can help save a life someday. I want to start out by saying thank you to all the true horror story narrators on YouTube. If not for enjoying your creepy videos, I'm not sure if I would have been as observant. Here's my situation. Backstory: my wife and I don't live together. She had become abusive over the last few months, mostly towards our daughter. Our daughter is almost 18 months old and is my whole world. I am unemployed at the moment, but my mother had been helping me out a lot. Today at around 4 p.m., I took my daughter to the store. I usually do this around the time she wakes up from her nap. My daughter is a very active child and can't seem to sit still more than 10 minutes without getting cranky. I usually let her walk with me, holding her hand and patiently walking at her pace. I usually get just a juice for her, but had to get some extra groceries that I was short on. Flour, sugar, and some noodles. I also remembered we were low on milk and grabbed a gallon on our way back. With all that I was carrying, I wasn't able to hold her hand. I made sure to walk behind her, but that only makes her walk slowly. As we made our way to the registers, I was continuously urging her to keep walking, which she would do, but only for a second before her attention would be drawn to another rickety box with whatever was on sale, or she would see something colorful on a lower shelf. I was getting a bit frustrated, but I wasn't showing it in my voice. I kept urging her to keep walking, and she kept getting sidetracked. With everything I was carrying, I started to wish I had grabbed a basket. At the front, their customer service desk holds register 1, which was thankfully open. I want to take the time to mention that my daughter is very fond of saying hi and waving to everyone. I set everything up to get rung up, but the service attendant was busy with the return at the customer service area, so I had to wait. The entrance to the store is to my right. The only exit door is behind the service desk, which leads into the small foyer before leading to the other doors. As people enter, they had to pass the customer service desk. I was being fatherly to my daughter, trying to entertain her with patty cake and the Itsy Bitsy Spider while we waited for the cashier to check us out. My daughter would frequently wave at people passing and say hi in her squeaky toddler voice. Some people would smile and wave back, while others would stop to adore her. At this point, I'm used to people doing that. It makes me happy knowing my daughter isn't a shy, cranky little asshole like some of the kids you see in these stores. The lady was ready to check us out, and I told my daughter to hold my hand, since I wouldn't be looking her way. I had to pull my wallet out to retrieve my debit card to pay for the groceries and let her hand go for a moment. I kept looking her way to make sure she wasn't wandering off. The lady went to hand me my receipt when she all of a sudden yelled at someone behind me, "What are you doing with his daughter?" She bellowed as I turned to look at the man who had picked her up and started running towards the entrance doors. I was shocked. The doors didn't open since they were a one-way set of doors, and the cashier quickly pulled up the phone yelling that she was calling the police. I was stunned to the point of immobilization, but quickly realized what was going on. I had a pocket knife that I carried on me so I could break the seal on my daughter's juice. I quickly ran after the man as someone started to make their way through the entrance doors. He didn't get a chance to run through before I slammed my fist across his temple. I decided not to use the knife in case I might get in trouble. The man stumbled and I grabbed my daughter from his arms. He then proceeded to run out the door empty-handed. The police arrived about 5 minutes later and asked me what I had seen. I explained that I hadn't seen the man's face since he had shaggy long hair and a beard. He was also wearing a hoodie, which wasn't that much of a surprise. They took the statement of several witnesses, including the cashiers, and had already had other officers searching the area. Someone had said the guy had ran behind the building, but the officers didn't find anyone. The police took us home and then asked us more questions like, "Have you seen him before? Do you know anyone who looks like the man?" And then proceeded to ask about the home life. Child Protection Service had been over earlier in the day to discuss my wife's mental health plan, and the police had been here earlier as well. The officers asked if we needed any groceries or anything else. I told them no. The officers left, leaving me with their cards in case I saw the guy around the area. About 20 minutes later, I got a knock at the door. To my surprise, the officers had returned with the largest box of Pampers diapers I had ever seen, a large box of wipes, about 6 large Winko bags of groceries, and a couple bags of toys. I fell to my knees and cried after they left us. I had spent almost 5 minutes choking back tears as I thanked them. They had left us with the Christmas card saying I was a strong father to have had so much go on recently, and that my daughter was lucky to have such a great father. There was $100 in a card too, wrapped in a note that said to get a drink or two if I needed it. I don't drink, so I'll probably get some extra Christmas presents for my mom and daughter. So to the fucker that tried to kidnap my daughter, I hope the police find you. Oh, and let's not meet again.